99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 59 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Said you're not feeling very well.
I don't feel great. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay. I mean, normally we'd be like, super. We'd be like, whatever. But, you know, with a, all the eyes on the, of the world on the coronavirus around, obviously every little sniffle, every little whatever raises eyebrows.
I think it's getting in my head. Like, yeah. You know how you think if you start to let it creep into your subconscious, you start thinking that's what it is. It could just be like common stuff. Like, I don't have a fever.
Okay.
So.
There's hand sanitizer right behind you.
Understandable. Okay. Yes.
All right.
So, but I have a stupid little, you feel like you got to cough all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't feel super.
Do you need to be wearing a mask?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Again, don't have a fever.
Okay.
I'm not coughing on anything.
Okay. I've got my eye on you.
Well, I was up like about every hour because I think as soon as you start to feel not well when something like this is in the news like constantly, it's like that you start putting those symptoms on yourself, like mentally, I think.
Well, then you put... You WebMD it, and WebMD's like, well, you're going to die anyway.
Exactly.
So, all right.
So, I think I'm worn down because it's been very busy the last month. So, maybe that's just what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not going to sit there and say...
We're not holding prayer vigils for you
not
yet.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet, but I don't feel super.
Okay.
I'll say that. I'm going to set the stage with, I don't feel super.
Okay.
Feel super.
All right.
So... Yeah.
Well,
but I did take my temperature before I came in just to make sure.
Yeah, because
if I had a fever, I wouldn't be here.
In, I think, Italy, where like the hotbed of this is right now, they're like, you know, if you have a 99.5 temperature, then you're staying home.
I was 97.
You're self quarantining.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should be fine.
You should be fine.
Yeah. So the problem with like the coronavirus is, or any flu,
right,
is that it relies on people being smart for it not to spread.
Mm-hmm.
People are not smart.
Sure.
That is the problem here. And so people are going to be like, oh, I'm fine. And they're going to
go and
spread it to someone who has a weak immune system and
here's
whatever.
Here's the problem, though. Like, all of us are so busy, like, we can't afford to be down for that long. I think that's the mentality, is like, I have too much to do. I can't sit around and be sick.
Well,
that's
how it spreads.
Exactly. But that's the nature of our world right now. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, we're all super duper busy. Every day is always packed. You don't have time to be sick. And I think that's what people try to push through. And that's why it keeps spreading.
So, okay.
Well, but I don't have a fever.
We're gonna be heavily sanitized on this show,
but
you know,
I don't
for
feel
hashtag
super.
Protection.
I don't feel super.
But yeah. So we've got setting the bar stories. We've got setting the bar stories out of Kentucky. We've got a new phone tap on the way. We've got a big concert announcement coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So that's exciting. Along with tickets to that show. So we'll turn around and. Reward you with that information with concert tickets. So yeah, a lot of stuff I think to get you here on the show.
Okay,
we're gonna do wellness checks on you throughout the show.
So
all right?
Far, I'm all right.
Are you all right?
Although I might have to throw away these marshmallows that are not rock hard.
Oh,
that have been
look
left
at that.
Open.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe
See? Maybe
that was harboring the coronavirus in this studio.
Maybe, yeah. That was hanging on to germs.
Something. All right.
I'm eradicating that. We'll try to find some Lysol, spray everything down. But I don't have a fever. I don't have a fever.
Okay.
I don't feel super.
Okay.
But I did. But
I've got my eye on you, though.
Well, Aaron just texted in a nice picture of a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
That you could wear.
That's what I'm going to need to wear around you.
Maybe all right. You know what? We do have a dinosaur inflatable costume.
Yeah.
That probably looks, it's about the same thing.
And we also have a leprechaun costume, which probably has the coronavirus in its beard.
Yeah, that probably has lots of viruses in the beard. Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, we'll get the show started. A little set of the bar story coming up here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And so we said, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing this at a restaurant, you'd be all right. So, like, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, stopping to eat at a restaurant filled with police when you've just escaped from jail, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
And I guess this would be kind of a setting the bar story and what not to do to the criminals who may be listening to us right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
But when you escape from prison, you're going to be a little hungry.
Yeah. So,
right?
Clement Leach Jr., a.k.a. Smiley.
His nickname, Smiley?
That's his nickname.
Awesome.
On the street. He decided he was going to stop by Sammy's Po' Boy spot in New Orleans.
All right? Good eats.
Oh, delicious, right?
Yeah.
Here's what he didn't know. He didn't know that this is a hot spot among police officers and law enforcement agents because of a 10% discount that is offered to the law enforcement officers there.
Oh, dang.
So thanks to a Crime Stopper tipster inside the restaurant, literally, old Smiley sat down and about 15 police officers descended on him within minutes.
Oh, wowie, wow, wow.
Yeah. So
it was a short-lived little...
It was a short-lived...
Little run of freedom.
Right.
Dang.
So again, if you can manage... And I guess I'm issuing this warning to potential criminals.
Well, you could back it all the way up and say, don't break the law and get in jail.
Sure. But if you do...
Right. Don't make it worse.
Don't make it worse by going to a restaurant filled with police.
After you escape from jail.
Right, exactly.
That's all right.
Setting the bar, guys.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So you know when you try to do the right thing and then it goes kind of horribly awry?
Welcome to my life.
It kind of happened to this, we'll call him James.
Okay.
College student. Had a little bit too much to drink, doing the right thing, got an Uber.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He woke up in the Uber about 250 miles away from his destination and a bill of about $1,700.
Okay. I'm waiting on the feel-good part of this story.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So he said
okay.
That he got the car in Newcastle, UK,
uh-huh.
Accidentally typed a Norwich address into the app. And then he slept through most of the 5-hour trip. Couldn't believe what happened when he woke up and got there. He said, I literally thought it was a dream. Surely I had not done this. But the bill ended up being about $1,700.
Wow.
When the driver figured out what had happened, he decided not to charge him for the trip.
Oh.
Feel good.
Okay.
You have to feel good.
Sure.
James gave him a 5-star rating for the generous gesture.
Yes.
And then got a train home. Unfortunately, he got fined for not having a train ticket and missed his classes at Newcastle University the next day. So there's a couple bad things. Okay. A little bright spot, though.
That was a 33% feel-good story.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit. I mean, they saved him $1,700.
Sure.
That's a really nice feel-good part, right?
I guess. And the Uber driver got a 5-star rating.
You know what the other feel-good part is?
Huh.
Life lesson learned. Let's not be so drunk. Where we
pass out for 5 hours in the back of an Uber.
I've been the wrong address. Really wrong address.
Wow.
And then pass out for 5 hours.
All right.
In the Uber. Okay.
There you go.
Life lessons.
All right, cool.
That's your feel good.
There it is, right there, folks.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. It's the only thing I ever do. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. I don't know if you've seen that Cadbury. You know, the candy company that makes those eggs.
The Cadbury eggs are iconic.
Sure. They're looking for a new mascot. So the...
Oh, they don't want the bunny anymore? It's a bunny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's,
Cadbury bunny.
I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, they've done this before where they will do a new mascot and they'll have like a competition and whatever. And I think there's a llama that's up for vote. There's
I could be down with the llama.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There's a bulldog. There's several, like, dogs. But there's one that is getting a lot of attention from our neighboring state of Ohio.
Cadbury is looking for its next bunny, and one finalist is actually a dog named Lieutenant Dan. He's hoping to take the ears for the 2020 contest. His owner named him after, of course, the Forrest Gump character who lost his legs in combat.
Yeah, so...
Because the dog doesn't have any hind legs?
Yes, yeah, the dog's named Lieutenant Dan.
And he says his canine lives his life to the fullest with his two wheels to support him.
He's got like a little doggy wheelchair.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, okay, he gets my vote now.
I feel
I was on Team Llama. Now I'm on Team Lieutenant Dan.
I know. I was going to say, I'm all about llamas.
Give them all my votes.
But, I mean, if we're voting on Cadbury Cream Egg's next mascot.
I mean, he's even smiling in the picture.
Thinking it's Lieutenant Dan.
Like, he is ready. He's like, I got this.
The dog that doesn't have any legs.
Lock it up.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyways, we'll tweet the story out.
He's going to wheel his way to victory.
I can feel it. At Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. From time to time, we go over to jolly old England for some news. And typically, we're not a show that really focuses on dog shows around the world. So, Crups. Crufts. It's like the Oscars for dog shows in England, right?
This is really the first time I've heard of this.
Crufts.
Okay.
So, best in show. It was up against a bunch of dogs, you know, just kind of like the Westminster Dog Show.
I'm familiar with Westminster.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, this is separate from Westminster?
Yes.
The Hungry.
It's the beautiful little white Dachshund takes best in show at Crufts 2020.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Maisie, a wild wire-haired dachshund.
Okay.
Took best in show.
All right.
You're like, well, get to the point. Why do we care?
Why?
Because Maisie, the wire-haired dachshund, on her victory lap.
Such lovely camaraderie between these two. Best in show winner says, now for the serious business.
She
took a big duke.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle of the...
She's got a poo bag.
That's a
well done, Kim.
Responsible dog ownership there.
Well done.
Right, exactly.
No problem.
So the owner, Kim, the owner, like literally whips out a blue little handbag.
She's
and
prepared.
As soon as the dog finishes, scoops it up. The crowd literally is on their feet.
Of course they are.
Like, you know, they were...
Because that's the real MVP right there.
They were very just polite, you know, like, oh, okay, the wire-haired dachshund, oh, nice, nice.
Oh, they're making a poo.
And then all of a sudden, when the dog made a poo...
Such lovely camaraderie between these two. Best in show winner says, now for the serious business.
Well, yeah.
A dog to the last. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And look, she's got a poo bag.
Of course.
Well done, Kim.
Responsible dog ownership there for a best in... Yes. Okay. Well.
Well done, Kim.
A huge round of applause.
Even the Crufts best in show winner has to go sometimes.
Yes. Absolutely. And listen, when all eyes are on you, you're the winner.
Sometimes you get nervous.
You get a little nervous.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So anyways, if you want to see video of that, we got to post at WDGX.com or we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
I mean, that's realism. Keep it down to, like, I might be the celebrity of the moment. I might be larger than life, but I still got to poo too.
That's right. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, with the tension of the world on the coronavirus, you've seen several soccer games playing in front of no audience, which is kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, because who else is going to scream, go?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you need that.
Right.
It's part of the experience.
And now Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are not going to tape in front of live studio audiences either.
Oh, wow.
To help prevent the spread of coronavirus. And sure, you know,
we gotta
obviously
protect Alex.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's already in
diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously trying to keep him safe as well. But, yeah, the studio... cautions, come in response to his health. and, you know, putting him at greater risk of contracting the illness, which, you know, him being in an already weakened state, probably not good.
Right.
Also,
those are the people you have to worry about the most, is the ones that already have compromised immune systems.
And also, yeah, they're being very honest on Jeopardy. They're like, and the audience, which tend to be older people.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. They are the ones that want the tickets to be there.
Right. Exactly.
You're right.
And they're like, you know, hey, like, let's call a spade a spade. We got a lot of old people in our audience. And so we need to, you know, be mindful of that. So they are going to, they're going to currently tape episodes through about mid-April without a live studio audience. So
they're not going as far as to use masks or anything, right?
No, well, I mean, like, it doesn't say.
Logoed masks.
Doesn't say, but, okay. You know, obviously, you know, this is a continuing and growing concern for many people. I mean, Kelly walks in, she's like, I don't feel very
Listen,
good.
I don't feel super.
I mean,
I'm going to be honest.
You just stay over there.
I don't have a fever.
You just stay over there, Kay.
I don't feel super.
Right, right. So, anyways, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, they are going to cease taping in front of live studio audiences for the time being, you know, out of the safety of the audiences. And then Alex. Run away. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Saw this tweeted out by DRB the other day. App called Smell My City. It is literally an app that crowdsources smells around the city.
Oh, boy.
That may or may not be pleasant.
It's called the Smell My City app, and it immediately allows you to report and rank foul smells.
Yeah. Ranking foul smells.
So are we identifying the stinkiest areas in town? Is that basically what we're doing?
Well, they basically went right to Butchertown.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And they were like, okay, so yeah, Butchertown. They talked to a bunch of people in Butchertown. They're like, yeah, you know, Butchertown has interesting smells because of literally the industry that takes place in Butchertown.
Smell My City app is like citizen science in action. Through real-time reporting, it crowdsources the location of the worst air,
yeah,
maps it, and immediately sends a notice to MSD and Louisville's air pollution control.
Yeah, so...
Okay, like, you need to go over there. Pay attention to that.
Right, right. At the corner of 4th and Muhammad Ali, you better check that out, because it stinks.
You just called us out, like, right here. Just put a target on her back. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I don't know how many, like, reports it takes to get MSD to, get up and check it out or not. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. And this, literally, there's now an app, a smelly app that you can report. You're like, yep, that kind of stinks.
How many people are using this?
I don't know.
I'm so curious.
I mean, it's probably new. It's new, so probably not very many right now.
Okay.
So,
just know it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
You live in a stinky area, you need some attention.
Or if you're making smells, then...
You're going to rat yourself out?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're doing some nasty cooking or whatever, or, you know, your neighbor is...
I have that going
on. Call
them
out.
My neighborhood, yes, sir.
You can call them out. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly Kay.
So when you turn 100, that's a pretty epic birthday, is it not?
Right.
And you should probably celebrate it in a pretty epic way. This woman in North Carolina had her sights set on doing just that. She wanted to cross off a bucket list item for her 100th birthday. She wanted to go to jail.
Wanted to get... Okay.
So two officers went to her assisted living home, served her a fake warrant, charged her with indecent exposure.
Wow. Granny, what are you doing?
Yep, handcuffed her to her walker, placed her in the back of the cop car. She got to jail, had her mugshot taken, spent a few minutes in a jail cell, left with an orange shirt with the words Person County Jail on it.
Wow.
There you go.
They went all in.
Living her best life. At 100 years old.
Right.
We'll tweet out that story. It's pretty fantastic. You should probably see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know you didn't really spend a whole lot of time with The Bachelor last night.
No, just because I went to bed. I wasn't feeling great. I don't feel super.
Now, you just saying that, okay, you don't have coronavirus, right?
I don't have a fever.
Okay.
I checked this morning. No fever.
All right.
I just don't feel super.
Because everybody's saying, like, you know, in the Italian government where kind of that hub is right now,
yeah,
they're like, hey, if you've got a 99 and a half fever, you got to stay home.
Don't have that.
Right.
It's 97.
So you got to self-quarantine yourself.
Okay.
That's the problem with how it's spreading right now. Nobody's staying home. Everybody's sure. Like, you know what?
I got to soldier on. I got stuff to do.
I'm going
to
live my life.
I have responsibilities.
I'm going to live my life.
I don't have time.
Responsibilities be damned.
Sick.
I'm going to travel.
Okay.
Well, and seriously, like to be peel behind the curtain here, I've got a vacation planned at the end of this month in Ireland. So.
Yeah. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
When are they going to let you know?
Well, I mean, right now, everything's...
Because it's weeks away.
I know. Right now, everything's full steam ahead. However, the St. Patrick's Day parade scheduled in Dublin, Ireland, one of the largest parades in the world,
yeah,
has been canceled.
Okay.
So, albeit the reason I'm going over for, you know, in Ireland is a different reason, it doesn't look good.
It's dicey at this point.
I know. See, here's the thing. I don't want to necessarily go over there and then all of a sudden be quarantined.
Oh, yeah. You could be trapped.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But you don't feel like...
I don't feel super.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sit there and diagnose myself.
There's hand sanitizer.
I've been using a lot of that.
Right.
I've been using a lot of it.
Which, by the way, now officials are saying, or I should say... yeah, officials are saying don't believe everything that you read on the internet as it relates to preventing coronavirus. Cocaine, not a prevention.
Oh, they're saying just go do some coke. You'll be fine.
Right, right.
Don't do that.
Tito's vodka is not a sanitizer.
Tito's is warning customers about using its vodka to make homemade hand sanitizer,
mm-hmm,
responding to several inquiries on Twitter. The company said, per the CDC, that its vodka does not meet the alcohol requirement.
Yeah, doesn't meet the alcohol requirement.
Does make delicious cocktails, though.
Needed for hand sanitizer.
You have to have 60 or 70% alcohol, at least, to kill.
Wait a minute. Linda rolling in here
with the facts and the percentages.
You got to have 60 or 70%. All right.
Sanitizer.
You have to have 60 or 70% alcohol, at least, to kill a virus, according to the CDC. I think Tito's is like 40% or something.
Okay.
Okay. Something like that.
She's like, Tito's.
I thought I read somewhere.
Tito's is 40%. I mean, I could just look at my desk drawer and see it right there. But anyways, yeah. So just kind of keep that in mind, that all the different, like... fixes for the coronavirus,
yeah,
don't include like illegal drugs, Tito's vodka,
yeah,
or anything of that nature.
Do you know why Tito's got singled out? I mean,
don't know.
If you're gonna go that route, you could literally pick any vodka.
Yeah, you could for sure.
And I contend Tito's makes delicious cocktails.
Yeah, they do,
which can take the edge off.
it certainly could. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Somehow Jason Derulo just kind of stays in our conversation. He hasn't put out music for a while, but, you know, whether it's a photo on Instagram that gets taken down because he's wearing underwear and stuff.
Or he's in Cats.
Or.
And things are photoshopped.
He's baking pie on TikTok.
Okay.
People can't handle the hashtag Derulo pie that he just randomly posted on TikTok the other day.
Is it because it looks so delicious?
Okay, so I'm going to play it, and all you're going to hear is the audio, and you're going to recognize the audio from Ratatouille.
Okay.
It's the same music as was in Ratatouille.
Okay.
But it shows him, like, with ready-made cookie dough and then tossing, like, Snickers, Oreos, Hershey's on it, and then topping it with more pre-made cookie dough, putting it in the oven, pulling it out of the oven.
He's kind of a master.
And then eating it. And that's it.
It looks delicious. It's like a cookie pie in skillet. But here's the thing. When he's throwing the things in there, they are perfectly placed. I think that's the thing that most... Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
It makes it look like they are... perfectly placed from him just tossing them.
Yes, yes.
Like, well done.
But now Twitter can't cannot understand why everybody's watching Jason Derulo bake cookie cake.
Well, I'm 1,000% on board with what he made.
I knew you would be.
First off,
right.
His choice is Twitter's impeccable.
Like, I've spent 20 minutes trying to figure out why Jason Derulo made this. And, you know, hey, I guess...
I want him to make it for me.
He just somehow stays in our...
It looks amazing.
...vocabulary.
Yeah, look at all the candy he's putting in there. Oreo cookies, Reese cups, come on.
I know.
In a chocolate chip cookie dough. Skillet.
So if you want, if you want to see this DIY Derulo pie, you can just go to WDJX.com or Twitter and Facebook at 9970JX.
That is one I kind of need to copycat.
All right.
Of all the ones that I've seen, they're like, oh, we need to redo this one. That's the one.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it.
Right there. Derulo pie. Hashtag DIY.
Did he say how high and how long to cook it?
Kelly.
I just need those vital pieces of information.
I'm sure that information's on literally the Pillsbury dough.
I don't know. It looks like he kind of went off book a little bit. I'm going to need to know the exact cooking instructions.
Well, you may have to try it a couple different times.
Do you think he'll message me?
Make sure you get it right.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, you can see it at WDJX.com or Facebook and Twitter at 997DJX. Coming up next, it's a phone tap, and Robert Hassenpepper just needs to talk to someone at the DMV about getting a driver's license. So no worries.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Pam. I think my sister should get one of your phone tap prank calls. Can you call her at work? She works at the DMV, gets all kinds of goofy questions. I'm sure you could have some fun with her.
Say no more. Pam, is that her sister, she said? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Uh-huh. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning, Department of Motor Vehicles. This is Chris.
Chris, isn't that a man's name?
Oh, gosh. Pardon me?
Chris, never mind. Chris, I hope you can help me.
I'll sure try. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, my name's Robert Hassenpepper.
Hello, Robert. How can I help you?
I want to take a driving test.
Okay, did you receive a notice in the mail?
No.
You just want to take the test?
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16. But apparently my good-for-nothing kids think I'm too old to drive, so I want to show them I can pass the test.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, that's not usually how this works. Is your license still valid?
Yes, it is. I have 2 more years before it expires.
Okay.
But my children and my stupid doctor say I shouldn't be driving.
And you think you're fine?
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16.
Yes, you mentioned that.
My driving's fine.
Yeah, no, I understand, sir.
Listen,
I understand.
If I don't have a license, how am I supposed to get to bingo? I'll have to go back to riding in the streetcar.
Well, I'm sure your children could help you figure something out.
I'm 87.
Not to worry.
I've been driving since I was 16.
Yes, 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 sir. Right, I heard you. Maybe you could start with the written test. So if you go to our website, there are some sample questions, and maybe see how you do with those first.
What? I don't do websites.
Okay. Well, as I said, you know, we don't usually give a behind-the-wheel driving test just because somebody wants to, but if your doctor makes a referral that you might be an unsafe driver, that would be cause for retesting.
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16.
Sir, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can help you here. Let me ask, have you had accidents?
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16.
Yes, I understand. I understand, sir.
Listen, 70 years of driving, you're going to have some crashes. Am I right?
I would hope not, but I suppose.
Listen, I did go through the back of my garage. I thought I was in reverse. Uh-oh. But I was in drive.
Oh, well, that's not good,
and
what, sir.
One time I parked on my daughter's front lawn, but I couldn't see the driveway. Wasn't my fault.
Okay, maybe you do need to be tested, but let me ask you this. You haven't hit anyone with your car, right?
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16.
Sir, let me get some information from you. What did you say your name is?
Huh?
Oh, gosh.
What did I say my name was, or what is my name?
Pardon me?
What? Chris, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. It's a phone tap.
What? Wait, what?
Pam said you get a lot of crazy calls there at the DMV, so we just wanted to have a little fun with you.
Oh, my gosh. What? Is this real? That is so nuts. That was crazy. I was like, what is going on? I can't believe you guys did that.
Yeah, well, welcome.
I'm 87. I've been driving since I was 16. Don't talk to me, woman.
How many times did you say that? I lost count.
I don't know.
I lost count.
Anyways, that's your phone tap. Getting kind of used to being someone you love. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 753. Kentucky making the show. Northern Kentucky making the show.
Okay.
Courtesy of Jermaine Brown is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, using your rewards card when you're a criminal, you're doing okay.
Oops.
The thief showed up on more cameras than some TV stars.
Very, very busy, very driven to hit these spots.
Yeah, so Jermaine and two other of his friends were going around causing mayhem, getting into trouble up there in Northern Kentucky.
Sure.
Investigators say the drama they caused in some neighborhoods ended at the Boone County Jail.
Uh-oh.
With a new set of pictures.
Okay, yeah, your mugshot.
Our detectives have worked very, very hard in trying to chase down leads, recover cars, and find as much information as they possibly can.
Boone County Sheriff's Lieutenant Philip Ridgel says Brown used this stolen check to buy shoes at the Tri-County Mall.
Yeah, so one of the things he stole was some checks.
Shopping with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that Rivera was wearing them as he was being questioned by detectives.
Well, when you buy them, you should wear them, right? Well,
you got to break them in.
Absolutely.
You got to break them in.
Sure.
Hey, are those the shoes that you used or that you stole?
So Rivera is wearing the shoes that were bought with stolen credit cards.
Yeah, in our office while we were interviewing him.
Yeah, and
great.
So what led them to that was because
that's helpful evidence.
Jermaine had used his rewards card while making the purchase because he got to get those points.
Yes, you got to get those. I mean, that's how you save money.
That's right. You got to get those points regardless of whether or not you're using a stolen credit card or some forged checks or whatever.
You still want to get credit for the purchase.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though you're using other people's money to buy it. You still want the credit. I mean,
it's like, listen, all I need are 4 more points.
Uh-huh.
I'll get a free pair of shoes.
Absolutely. It's a great rewards program.
Win-win. So again, setting the bar out of Northern Kentucky. If you can manage to make it through the day without using your rewards card when you're a criminal, well, you're doing okay.
That's gonna ding.
I know.
Hey, look. Are we looking for that guy?
Yeah.
He just went shopping.
Hang on a second. Are those the shoes that you literally bought with the stolen checks?
Excellent choice.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Come with me.
All right.
All right. There you go. That's Set of the Bar, guys. Blinded by the lights. Oh, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We have some of those Asian Wild Lights exhibit passes for you to win up at WDJX.com for the Louisville Zoo. I saw some photos of that. That looked really good over the weekend. So, yeah, you can win them. Just go to WDJX.com, click win, and get in on that. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly Kay.
So homeless Louisville vets will soon have a warm place to sleep thanks to a group of U of L students. This is kind of cool. Students in the school's interior design program are designing tiny homes made from large shipping containers. They're going to populate a new community for homeless vets created by the Veterans Club.
Cool.
The community is called Camp Restoration. It's going to be located just off Dixie near Stewart Avenue. It's going to consist of 25 tiny homes, a community center, and a wellness center for veterans and their families. Now, each of them are actually going to be tailored to those who may have PTSD or other mental challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And each veteran's going to get at least a year to live for free in the community, but then they got to meet requirements while they're there. After a year, the Veterans Club hopes the residents are able to get out and live on their own. They're actually going to have them living in the homes sometime next year.
Nice.
So really cool. So kudos to the U of L students for getting involved in that project. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show. Oh, one thing, but
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, just got word the South Harrison Community Schools are closed today due to a power outage, not due to any sort of concern about any sort of pandemic diseases.
Good to know.
Good to know. It's just a power outage. Just a power outage.
Wash those hands.
How are you feeling? You feeling okay?
I don't feel super.
Oh, God.
I don't feel super. I'll say that. I don't have a fever.
Can you gargle with hand sanitizer?
I don't think it's recommended.
Is that going to help?
It's more of a topical kind of
more
a thing.
Of a topical thing.
Which I have been using quite a bit of it.
Yeah, like, you've been using a lot of hand sanitizer.
I'm going to have these skin left on my hands and right. washing them so much.
All right. They're saying to do it, what, 20 seconds? Wash your hands for 20
Sing
seconds?
Happy birthday twice.
Oh, well, that's kind of boring.
There are some other song choices. We've got them up on our website.
All right.
That will work.
Okay.
if that's not your jam.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, happy birthday, kind of boring, especially if it's not your birthday.
All right. Well, yeah. It gets the job done.
All right.
For so, me. But yeah. I don't feel super. Okay. I'll say that.
All right.
I
yeah. Just, so far, JCPS is saying they're going to remain open as they monitor the situation. All right.
I think it just, when this is talked about so much, it kind of gets in your head and you think, like, the first sniffle, oh my God. Like,
right.
It's happening.
Right. I mean, there
I think
is,
all night that was what was going through my head. Like,
there is
oh my
the
God,
flu
no, no, no,
still
no.
going around. There is yeah. Allergies still going around.
I got my flu shot.
Coronavirus still going around.
All the things. And we've been like super mega busy this month. So yeah. I think I'm just kind of like run down. Usually when okay. I get a little run down, okay. don't get a lot of sleep and get
sure.
a little thing.
Sure, you get a little
it's
thing.
It's probably just a little thing.
A little thing.
It's a little thing.
A little thing.
I don't have a fever.
Okay.
But I don't feel super.
Okay. Okay.
I'll say that.
You just stay over there.
Okay.
You just stay. I'm watching you.
You want to like... You have any plexiglass around here? You just want to put me in a plexiglass little enclosure?
Like a little bubble?
Yeah.
We might need to do that for you.
Maybe get a hazmat. Listen, I feel like the dinosaur, the inflatable dinosaur costume we have in my office could be used as like a hazmat suit for you.
If
you want. If you feel unsafe in my presence.
I feel like you wouldn't be needing to wear that. To contain it to yourself.
Well,
self-quarantine. That's, maybe. That's the case.
I guess. I'm just... swimming in my diseased air.
I've been using Lysol as deodorant and I've put two
great.
And I put two squirts of hand sanitizer in my coffee just for preparedness. Just to stay prepared.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Just to make sure that the coronavirus stays away from me.
Are we good on the toilet paper supply? I hear that there's been a big rationing of that. Like, why is everyone buying up all the toilet paper? This hasn't been known to like affect you in that way.
Well, so I've seen
it's
where
very weird.
Especially the videos over in like Japan
yes.
and these other countries where the toilet paper is gone. It's because they're self-quarantined for weeks on end.
So.
And so they're wanting to get enough supplies.
Nature's going to keep happening.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Regardless of where you are, nature's right. just going to take its course.
Can't
so
make a quick run to the store for a while.
Right. Exactly.
Stock up.
So if you're quarantined to your house for
gotcha.
A long time, then you're going to need the supplies. So,
yeah, because they're saying like 2 weeks. So like if you get this, you're supposed to stay away for usually the flu. It's like 5-6 days.
Yeah, my sister, she works at Amazon in Seattle.
Yeah.
Guess what? She's on 2 week stay at home and work from home leave.
Does she have it?
No, she doesn't have it.
Oh, this is a preventative measure.
But yeah, Amazon, they closed there. And that Seattle area has several cases of confirmed cases of coronavirus as well.
Okay.
Just like Louisville does.
Right.
So. Anyways, we're all sanitizing over here.
All right. We're just going to keep it together because the radio doesn't turn off.
No, radio doesn't.
Right? Radio doesn't turn off.
Yeah, I don't think you can catch the coronavirus by us just talking through the mic here.
I don't think that there has been any confirmed cases of that happening. But I don't feel super.
Okay.
So, no prayer vigils yet.
Okay, so.
But I don't feel super.
All right. All right. Well, we'll. Keep a watch on you. If you start to run a fever, we'll have to make sure that we quarantine
check.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, quarantine you and wellness check on you every now and then.
Okay.
All right. I will go, go, go. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Over the weekend, there is now a new champion of the mullet. His name is Rob. He's from Britain.
To the UK to yeah. celebrate the mullet.
Yeah, so Mullet Fest is actually a thing that happens in Australia.
Good eye, mate.
Good. Yes. Rob took home the coveted mullet prize for 2020.
It is a thing of beauty.
He's a graphic designer. And so, yeah. Mullet Fest.
Business in the front, party in the back.
It's turned into a thing there in Australia. And so...
So didn't it, like, start for him, like, it was kind of like a joke, like, 3 years ago, and then he kind of...
Yeah, he says
like,
he doesn't even like... Good. He said he doesn't even like mullets, but...
Now he does.
Now he rocks them, and he's winning Mullet Fest, so...
Look at that.
Congrats to Rob. We'll tweet out the story so you can see Rob in all his glory.
I was also today years old when I realized there were, like, different kinds of mullets with names. The Everyday, the Grubby, the Ranga, which is red hair.
Okay.
Vintage, Extreme, International, and then Junior. Those are the different categories.
Oh, all right. Okay. In Mullet Fest, that's...
Listen, it's more than just the rock and the hairstyle. It's also the overall presentation and stage presence. That's what helps them win.
Well, sure. You remember the water bottle challenge a couple months ago where people would kick the water bottle lids off of sitting water bottles?
Right.
Rob was able to do that with his mullet.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
I mean... Such talent in hair.
You want to see Rob's mullet at Ben and Kelly Show.
Living his best life.
Got it there on Twitter. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can win tickets to Hangout Fest down in Gulf Shores.
Still going on.
Yep, still going on. WDJX.com, click win. However, Coachella and Stagecoach may be postponed to October. Could you imagine Coachella in October? Like, Coachella is that California music fest, super famous, everybody, and the cliche is that all girls and guys, they wear next to nothing, and they're very hippie-like and stuff like
that. Flower crowns.
Sure.
All the things.
But that in October, what are they wearing then?
Don't know. Might have to adjust.
Are they rocking the Uggs?
I think they'll find a way.
And the boots?
For the fashion.
At that point?
Sure.
Anyways.
They'll adjust.
Yeah, both of those festivals looks like they may be postponed due to concerns over the coronavirus. So keep you posted on that. But for now, hey, win those tickets to Hangout Fest, right?
Yes, live your best life in theory.
in theory.
She used to meet me on ice in the city with a sun on
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly. Bachelor last night. We're down to what? The part one of the finale and then part two is tonight? Is that kind of
I think it's the after the final rose special where all the stuff goes down tonight.
All right. So Madison, she's the one who's saving herself. It's down to Madison and Hannah Ann. And Madison kind of pieces out.
But I think about that phrase, you know, that we've kept saying is like, you know, can love conquer all?
Yeah.
Really got me thinking because I think about love and I think about how much I want you and I want this so badly. But I think when you want something so badly, I think a lot of times you can't see clearly. And like,
what are you saying?
As much as we want this,
no.
I don't know that we can like give each other what we need.
Okay, so she kind of pieces out. I think
she should have done this a long time ago.
I think what everybody's talking about from last night's episode is Peter's mom.
Oh, Peter's mom ended up being like the resident villain.
Peter's mom.
She was way more dramatic than any of the girls in this season at all.
Anne loves you with all of her heart.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Listen, she's full on saying, pick that one, not that one.
Oh, wow.
You're not supposed to do that, mom.
Anne loves you with all her heart.
Don't let her go.
Oh, wow.
Don't let her go.
Don't let her go.
Bring her home.
Bring her home.
Bring her home to us.
Bring her home to us.
Listen.
We will welcome her with open arms.
Doesn't that sound like a horror movie? That sounds like a horror movie.
Right.
Wow.
We will welcome her with all the love in the world. All the love in the world.
I mean, that is literally the producers going, here, have some more wine. Have some more wine.
And we will never let her go.
She's a dream come true.
Oh, finally, wow. Peter's like, Mom, you gotta stop.
Easy.
Mom.
Easy.
And God has placed her there for you.
Oh, wow.
That's what love stories are made out of.
Oh, jeez. Get her a Kleenex again, and a pill. And
that's Peter's mom. That's Peter's mom.
That's a lot.
Talking to Peter about a reality dating show.
Well, listen, here's the thing. Mom is supposed to be open-minded to both of his final two.
Well,
right?
She's not. She doesn't think Madison's
there only two
right.
At this point?
Yeah, Madison and Hannah Anna.
Okay. Someone that is so madly in love with you.
you got to stop doing this.
Mom,
you got to
chill out. This is embarrassing.
Mom's over there going,
Bring her home. Devour face.
Oh my gosh.
Like, seriously, it's like the worst horror movie ever.
Give me more of Peter's mom for the final finale tonight.
We need that.
Bring her home.
Yes.
Bring her home to us.
You know what I need to see? I need to see now, after Maddie has seen that, I need the confrontation between Maddie and Peter's mom. Like, tonight, I need her to come out and be like, thanks.
I think she's like, you know what? I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
Dodged a bullet on that
100%.
One.
100%. I think she watched that back. I'm just like, oh.
Dodged a bullet
so
on.
So glad.
Bring her home.
Bring her home.
Oh, man. I mean.
The Bachelor. There you go.
No. Horror movie.
Bachelor.
When you're done, I'll make you feel the
it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJ X, Greg, Texan. Bring her home, the new Fergie.
Fergie.
Oh, I don't know if it's got, I don't know if it's quite got
Fergie
that
quality
punch
to it. But
bring her home.
The mom, Peter's mom from last night's episode of The Bachelor, that
it
was
does
pretty close.
Add kind of a certain level, a layer of emotion to every song
bring
now.
Her home.
Bring her home. Bring her home to us.
Bring her home. Wow. Run away, Hannah Ann. Run away! Oh, I'm so scary.
Ha! Oh, that is a great soundbite.
Bring her home.
Bring her
home.
Bring her home, nice.
I mean,
never let her go.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and giving away some tickets for Ludacris at 4th Street Live on May 1st, a.k.a. Derby Eve. Congratulations, Tiffany. You got it.
Yes!
Yay! Yay! Woo! Tiffany!
You're going to roll out to the concert. See what I did there?
That was great. All right, Tiffany, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets for Derby Eve. You get to go 4th Street Live along with Ludacris. Of course, the after party with DJ Pauly D. So there you are.
Sweet. Okay, awesome.
You are welcome. I'm going to know the first time Tiffany ever saw a man naked.
Here we go.
What it sounded like?
Yes!
She was happy.
She was very, very excited.
Very excited.
I mean, that's a monumental moment.
It's a big moment.
In any woman's life, right?
Yeah.
Yes!
Awesome. So happy for her.
That's great. So, yeah, we're going to have more tickets for Ludacris all week. Ludacris and DJ Pauly D all week here on 99.7 DJX on Thursday for Throwback Thursday for sure. But be listening to J-Dub in the afternoon and Mac at night for your opportunities all this week to win. On 99.7 DJX.
It just makes sense.
It does.
It just makes sense.
Yes!
Yes. Awesome.
All
I do is win, win,
win, no matter what. All right, so Ludacris, DJ Pauly D just announced 4th Street Live there on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, you hanging in there?
I don't feel super.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Started the show this morning, just kind of like, yeah, I don't feel great. Doesn't have a fever, so we're...
No.
So
I checked. I took my temperature this morning, because I know if you got a fever, you shouldn't be going anywhere.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
I know that. But I feel like all the news, the hubbub about the coronavirus, like getting in your head, so you think like the every little sniffle that you get...
Maybe.
Or every little cough is going to be that now. It could just be... A common cold.
It,
or
could,
a little,
it could be the flu.
A little
could
allergies
be,
changing of the season. That usually happens.
Could be changing
happens.
The seasons. Yeah, sure.
It's getting warmer.
Or it could be the coronavirus, which has now made its way and settled up shop here in Louisville. Which, you know, I don't want to joke about. It is still, you know, people are dying about with it. So it's not like laughy yet.
But let's keep it in perspective, because the flu was still way more of a thing.
There are a lot more people who have the flu.
The
yes,
ratio
that is for sure.
Of, you know, people that are getting it and recovering to deaths is still, that's very, very small.
There is a tweet that had to go out saying, don't make hand sanitizer from Tito's vodka.
Ah.
Tito's is warning customers about using its vodka to make homemade hand sanitizer.
Mm. Why did we pick Tito's? To make there's lots of vodkas out there.
It's a good vodka.
Yeah.
responding to several inquiries on Twitter. The company said, per the CDC, that its vodka does not meet the alcohol requirement.
Okay. Doesn't meet the alcohol requirement for hand sanitizer.
So, yeah.
Needed for hand sanitizer.
You have to have 60 or 70% alcohol at least to kill a virus, according to the CDC. I think Tito's is like 40% or something.
That sounds like solid science.
Yeah. She
right
knows.
She knows.
She
the
obviously
stats.
Knows.
She obviously looked it up.
She obviously has a bottle of Tito's at her desk.
I will say this. I mean, Tito's makes excellent cocktails. Might want to
burn
maybe,
the virus.
Maybe burn it off from the
burn
inside.
Burn it off from the inside.
Might as well try.
Can't survive in an environment like that.
Try a couple.
All right, so there you go. So just be safe. Sanitize, Kelly.
Okay.
Wash
I gotcha.
Your hands.
Listen,
for 20
have you
seconds.
Seen how many times I've been sanitizing and washing my hands? Yeah. Like, I'm going to not have any skin left.
All right. Well, for anything you missed, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.